Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. The following Jumu'ah khutbah was given by Sheikh Hafiz Abdul Wahid in North West Zone Spring Branch Masjid of Islamic Society of Greater Houston on June
5th, 1998. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا سبقوا إنهم لا يعجزون. وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم وآخرين من دونهم لا تعلمونهم الله يعلمهم. وما تنفقوا من شيء في سبيل الله يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون. وإن جنحوا للسلم فاجنح لها وتوكل على الله إنه هو السميع العليم. وإن يريدوا خيانتك فقد خانوا الله وإن يريدوا أن يخدعوك فإن حسبك الله هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Today's khutbah topic is atomic bomb or so-called Islamic bomb. The verses I recited are from Surah Al-Anfal, and the brothers who know Arabic, they may have very well understood the verse which talks about quwwa, force, power, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising the believers that you must attain power, you must attain quwwa, but not to destroy the world, only to scare your enemy. Let us study the verses, the meaning, and then I will go to other verses which are falling true today after 1400 years. The behavior, the attitude of the non-believers towards the Muslims, towards the believers, is the same today as it was 1400 years back. No change. Changes towards worse. this is topic of today throughout the world. Pakistan has exploded five or six bombs or explosions, and it has made the whole world, non-Muslim world, scared of this bomb, and they have named it after Islamic bomb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and let not those who disbelieve think that they can outstrip, means escape from the punishment. Verily, they will never be able to save themselves from Allah's punishment. That's where Allah addresses to the believers, Muslims, and make ready against them, against non-believers, all you can of power. Make ready. Allah does not say that. Use it, but make ready every kind of power which you can, including steeds of war. In bracket, the Mufassir has put tanks, planes, missiles, artillery, etc., etc. He did not put atomic bomb, but other than that, everything is there. And next, Allah says, تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَّ اللَّهِ, to threaten the enemy of Allah and your enemy. That is the purpose, to make atomic bomb, to threaten them so that they may not dare to attack you. And also to threaten those others besides whom you may not know, but whom Allah does know. There are other enemies you don't know. They are hidden, but Allah knows best. This will threaten them as well. And whatever you shall spend in the cause of Allah, means whatever you shall spend preparing the warfare against your enemies shall be repaid unto you. That will be taught by Allah as sadaqah. You will be repaid. And you shall not be treated unjustly as we are being treated unjustly through the world, the Muslims. Verse 61, but if they incline to peace, means your enemies, the non-believers, then what should be your attitude? No peace? No peace treaty? No. You also incline to it. You have to sign the peace treaty. But, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, don't put your trust in peace treaty, but you must put your trust in Allah. Allah will save you, not these peace treaties. Verily, He is the all-hearer, the all-knower. And if they, means your enemy, intend to defeat you, you have signed the peace treaty. And they try to defeat you, then verily, Allah is all-sufficient for you. If you have put your trust in Allah, Allah will fight you. Don't worry. Let them deceive you. But first condition is, your trust must be in Allah, not in anything else, like your warfare, your atomic bomb, your artillery, your plane. No. If your trust is in all these things, then you will be defeated. But if you trust Allah, Allah will fight you. He it is who has supported you with His help and with the and with the believers. Allah is asking to Prophet Muhammad, He helped you also. Allah also helped you before by His own help and through the believers. Let us go to other verse. Verse from Surah Ali Imran. Verses from Surah Ali Imran. Verse number 118. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون. Oh, you who believe, take not as your bifana. Bifana means advisor, consultant, protector, helper, friend, etc. Those outside your legion means they are pagans, Jews, Christians, and hypocrites. Allah is asking us, don't make them your protector, advisor, supporter, friends, this and that. Why? Since they will not fail to do their best to corrupt you. I wish these verses should have been read by Saddam Hussein, who has made Tariq Aziz, the Christian, as his prime minister and foreign minister, this and that. While Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, under this watch, he has declared that it is haram for a Muslim state to have any non-Muslim on the top level as official of the top level of Muslim state. While he has appointed Tariq Aziz, non-believer, as a foreign minister, did he save him? Did Tariq Aziz save Iraq? No. We see Iraq is destroyed. Tariq Aziz is there. Maybe many other non-Muslims are there. Same case is in Misr. Egypt, non-Muslims are made ministers, and also in other Muslim states. Allah here says, don't make them supporter, advisor, this and that. That if you do, punishment of Allah is there. If you violate any law of Allah, then Allah will deal with you in that way. Allah says about them, they desire to harm you severely. Means these non-believers, they desire to harm you severely. Then Allah says, hatred has already appeared from their mouth. You are looking them, seeing them, their statements coming on TV, on radio, on newspaper. They are teasing you. They are blaming you. But what their breasts conceal is far worse. This is very minimum which they are bringing to their tongue. But what they have in their hearts against you, O believer, you don't know. That is worse. Believe in Allah. Whatever is written in Quran is true. Allah says, we have made plan to you. We have made explain to you the ayat so that you understand. You use your aql. Allah says about them, أَأَنْتُمْ أُولَاءِ تُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِبُّونَكُمْ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ كُلِّهِ وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا وإذا خلوا عفوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ قل فموتوا بغيظكم إن الله عليم بذات الصدور. No, you are the ones who love them. Allah is blaming the Muslims. You are the ones who love them, but they love you not. These Jews, Christians, Hindus, pagans, Russians, Chinese, this and that, Allah says they love you not. And you believe in all scriptures, means you believe in the Torah and the Gospel, while they disbelieve in your book, the Quran. And when they meet you, they say, we believe. But when they are alone, they bite the tip of their fingers at you in rage. Say, perish in your rage. Certainly Allah knows what is in the breast. All the secrets. Then Allah talks about their attitude and behavior, which we see today. إن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط. If a good befalls you, it grieves them. But if some evil overtakes you, they rejoice at it. Look around you, around the Muslim world. They rejoice whenever we are put in trouble. And they, it grieves them whenever you get any fortune. Allah says, what is hal for that? What is remedy for that? Should we start fighting with them? No, it will not work. Should we hide ourselves in the homes? It will not work. What should we do? Allah says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you show patience, and if you show piety, become pious, then not the least harm will their cunning do to you. They will not be able to harm you if you have two qualities. Believe in Allah and be pious, the righteous. We all believe in Allah. We all believe in Allah. But very few of us are righteous. That is why their cunning, their planning, they become victorious. But if you are righteous as well as you are believer, then Allah says they cannot harm you in the least. And the words of Allah are true, 100% true. And Allah says, surely Allah surrounds all that they do. What do you think? It is beyond the control of Allah? What planning they are doing against you? No. That is within the reach of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another verse Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. You shall certainly be tried and tested in your wealth and properties and in your personal self, means the believer. And you shall certainly hear much that will grieve you from those who receive the scripture before you, means the Jews and Christians. You will hear from them bad words against you, the Muslim terrorists. This is the word which they are using today for against us. The Islamic bomb, this and that. There is no Christian bum. There is no Hindu bum. There is no Jew bum. Why there is a Muslim bum or Islamic bum? They tell us their hatred, their unjust behavior against a Muslim. Five powers have bum before. Never they name this is French bum, this is Britain bum, or Christian bum, or Catholic bum. But when Pakistan brought it out, it has become Islamic bum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, name of Islam is prevailing everywhere. Everyone is aware of the name of Islam. Through these adverse propaganda. But Allah says, you will listen to these bad things from the Jews, from the Christians, and from the Mushrikeen, from the Hindus. They are Mushrik. And many other Mushrikeen, you will hear all bad about the Muslims. But if you, again Allah is telling us, if you persevere patiently and become al-muttaqoon, pious, then verily that will be a determining factor in all affairs. And that is from the great matter. Means you will not be harmed if you show these two qualities. There are other verses which talk about these non-believers, their attitude, their behavior towards Muslims. But you will notice from these verses which I recited to you that they are 100% true today as they were true 1400 years back. Two things more. Their unjust behavior towards Muslims, as I pointed out, Pakistan was forced to bring a bomb. It was not started by Pakistan. India exploded first. If someone offered you something, what would be your response? India offered Pakistan atomic bomb. Should Pakistan offer him the cows and other beautiful things? No. We have the right to defend ourselves. If India has right to defend, yes, we acknowledge her right. But if India has right to acknowledge herself, Pakistan also has right to defend herself. All the rights must be equally admitted. If USA has the right to be defended, France has the right to be defended, everyone has the right to be defended, Muslims also have the right to be defended. Everyone has the right of defense. There should not be any discrimination, but we are looking at discrimination against the Muslims throughout the world. If you treat the big powers treat justly to both parties, then there will be justice. If you treat justly Jews and Palestinian people, if you deal justly India and Pakistan, if you treat justly Serbs and Bosnia, then there will be peace. But if you don't deal justly, there will not be any peace. Everyone has the right to defend himself. The last thing, the Muslims, the Pakistani especially, they must not put their trust in atomic bomb, as these verses have said. Atomic bomb can do nothing to your enemy if Allah does not will. Always put your trust in Allah. If you are a true believer, then these things can help you by the permission of Allah, otherwise not. I was hurt by reading newspaper last week from Pakistan, Urdu newspaper, that in 1986 Pakistan was saved by atomic bomb. Like that there was heading. Pakistan was saved once before in 1986 by this bomb. Subhanallah. This is Kalimatul Kufr. They are writing like that. These words are kufr. So, atomic bomb has saved you, not Allah. I ask you a question. If atomic bomb is this much power, did it save Russia? Where is Russia? He had atomic bomb, not only one, two, maybe hundreds. But Russia is not saved. If Russia cannot be saved by atomic bomb, you also cannot be saved. No one can be saved by atomic bomb. But by Allah. Advice to India and Pakistan. You are both friends. You have to live with peace. If you use atomic bomb against each other, the other world, the Western, the big powers will not stop you. They will let you go on and destroy each other, as they have been doing. They wish that you fight, you destroy each other. So that whenever war starts anywhere, their market of ammunition, arms is open. They can sell the arms. They can sell the ammunition. They can sell the tanks, planes, this and that. They want that there should be war in between two countries. So, nothing will help India and Pakistan if they start fighting against each other with the help of bombs. They will be destroyed. The third world, the other world, will see their tamasha. We say tamasha, I don't know in English what we say. Their play. They will see. Whenever you will be closer to destroy each other, they will jump into it with the help of security power. So-called security, Islamic Council. And then they will stop you. And then they will show their remorse to you. This and that. Don't be foolish. So this is advice to both countries, especially to the Muslims. Don't have your trust in bombs. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر الرب الرؤوف الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده